Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the How About That podcast, the podcast where we discuss everything New Jersey tax related. Today's topic, extensions.
Yes.
Extensions of time to file your income tax returns. Once again, I'm Mike, and with me is my co-host, Soli. And today, to help us talk about extensions, is Christine from TPA, our Taxpayer Accounting Branch. You might remember her from such podcasts as Estimated Payments, and now she's back again. How you doing, Christine?
I'm good, Mike. Thanks for asking.
Oh, excellent. We all know the dreaded April 15th tax due date, time to send in those tax returns, and maybe even pay your balance of income tax, maybe even get a refund. Some people look forward to that day.
Mm-hmm.
But what if your taxes aren't done? What if for whatever reason you need more time to get your paperwork together? Or what if you're still waiting on, say, a 1099 or a Schedule K-1 to finalize your return? What can you do?
So you would file a request for extension.
Right? Okay.
So for individuals, it's a 6-month extension. For fiduciaries, it's a 5.5-month extension. And then our military personnel on active duty or those in combat zone, they have special rules to follow in regards to extensions and filing returns. They can go visit our website for more information on the military personnel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I should have done, but I didn't. So if you're in the armed forces on active duty or you file jointly with your spouse who's on active duty, you go online to njtaxation.org. Rules for filing extensions differ from the standard 6-month or 5.5-month extensions for the rest of us, right?
Yeah.
And now, Christine, is filing an extension that simple? I didn't do my taxes. I'll just submit this application online real quick and amend and done.
Well, sort of. What we want to make very clear is what an extension request actually is. So you're applying for an extension of time to file your income tax return. It's not an extension of time to pay the tax due.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So unless you know you've already paid enough tax throughout the year, you know, through withholdings or quarterly estimated tax payments,
mm-hmm.
There could be a lot more preparation needed before going online and submitting the form.
Got it.
Yeah, I think that's a big misunderstanding many people have. I've seen that a lot. It's not an extension of payment. It's an extension of a time to file. So all the money must be in by April 15th. And the main follow-up question we usually get to that is, well, what if I don't know whether or not any additional tax is owed? I don't have all my statements yet. I don't know what my income is. I don't know how much tax I'm going to owe. Can you explain that to our listeners?
State tax law says that you have to pay 80% of your tax liability by the 15th of April,
mm-hmm.
Or the next business day. If you don't have at least 80% in, we'll deny a request for the extension. So same goes for filing the return by the extension due date of October 15th or the next day.
Mm-hmm.
If it's late, we'll deny a request. We don't make the rules, we just enforce them, Mike.
Yes.
But you can base it off a prior year. So if you made relatively the same annual income, pay into New Jersey what you had in the previous year. And you could definitely overestimate. So anything
right.
you overpay, that'll be refunded to you when you request it on the return when
right.
you file it. Yeah.
Okay. And so what happens when an extension is denied?
A bill. We send a bill.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, well, that's actually how we notify you of the denial. And on the notice, there's a late filing penalty, and that could be up to 25% of the tax amount, which is, 5% per month that returns late. And if it's denied because you don't have enough tax in on time, you'll see a late payment penalty, as well as interest. So it's really important for everybody to know how this process works.
So do we notify them if an extension was granted?
No. If you paid your taxes in full and on time, and you don't get a bill from us once you file your tax return, it's safe to assume the extension was granted.
Okay.
Now, say it's early April, and I know my return won't be ready in time to file. What's the best way to request an extension?
Okay, so the fastest, easiest way to file for extension is by doing so electronically.
Okay.
You can use a third-party software or submit your request directly from our website, which is njtaxation.org. Keep in mind, filing a federal extension does not automatically file one for New Jersey. You can send us your request for extension with payment using an electronic check or a credit card. If you have no additional tax due, like you've met your 80% requirement already, you could submit the extension request without the payment. If you prefer to mail the extension request, you can use the NJ-630, and that's our application for extension of time to file. Mike, you can find that on our website or the instruction booklet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do owe tax, include your check or money order with that form. Both the payment and the extension request are due by the original due date of the return, so keep that in mind.
All right, so if you're mailing it in, have it postmarked by the due date, the original due date of the return. As with anything you mail to us, that's on the deadline. We recommend getting a post office receipt and keeping it in your records. You can also drop it off at one of our regional information centers. We'll give you a stamped copy. Now, just to touch back on something you said a minute ago about federal extensions, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who don't know that your state extension is not automatically filed when you submit a federal extension online.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to those people who only filed for a federal extension?
Okay, so we do accept your federal extension, but we don't know you filed your federal extension
mm-hmm.
until you tell us. So there's two ways that this kind of plays out. So if you file your return by paper, when you fill out the NJ 1040, there's an oval on the first page that asks if you file a federal extension. Just, you know, fill that out, and then you can submit also with that paper return a copy of your federal extension and your confirmation number. When you get your bill, or
mm-hmm.
if you get a bill that says your extension was denied, just respond to us with the billing notice and a copy of your federal extension request, and just a little written statement asking us to honor it. And then if you had your 80% of tax paid in on time and you filed on time, we will honor the extension and remove the late filing penalty.
Okay. That sounds good. So we will honor the federal extension. However, you must let us know and show proof, or else your extension will not be granted, correct?
Right, yep.
Okay.
All right, pretty good information, Christine. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
All right, so let me just recap, and I'm totally not reading from a piece of paper in front of me. Extensions are for filing returns, everybody, not for paying your New Jersey tax. 80% of the tax liability must be paid in by the original due date, or the extension will be denied. Extensions are for 6 months. 5.5 for fiduciary returns. Must have at least, again, 80% paid in by April 15th or the next business day. Don't forget to file the NJ 1040 by October 15th. A lot of people do file these extensions and then forget, because 6 months later, they're not thinking about taxes. They're
That's
thinking
right.
about what you're
yep.
going to do for Halloween.
That's right.
You know, you miss any of that and your extension will be denied, and we'll probably bill you in penalties and interest. Of course, if that bill is a mistake, if you did file a valid extension or a federal extension, just get back to us with proof of that and we can fix the issue. If you need information on extensions, we do have it available on our website. Again, that website is njtaxation.org, or there are extension instructions in our 1040 instruction booklet and online. Email us or contact us on social media with your general questions. But thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been the How About That podcast. I was Mike. That was Soli. She was Christine. Cheers.